Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories this Monday morning. Amid a surge in COVID-19 cases, the Rajasthan government has decided to impose night curfew in 8 cities from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. and ordered closure of markets by 10 p.m. from today. The government has also made it mandatory for people coming to Rajasthan from other states to carry a COVID-19 negative test report along with them from March 25th. Indian Computer Emergency Response Team under the Ministry of Information Technology has alerted the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways about a possible cyber attack on various establishments under it. Responding to the alert, the ministry has issued an advisory to the various departments and organizations under it, as well as the private sector, to strengthen their IT security infrastructure. More than 6 crore doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been sent to 76 nations, while 4.5 crore doses have been administered to beneficiaries in the country till now, Union Health Minister Harshvardhan has said. He also called for making the vaccination drive a Jan Andolan. China, which is the world's biggest market for electric vehicles by the number of EVs sold every year, has reportedly banned military and government personnel from using Tesla vehicles, citing a potential data security risk posed by the Elon Musk-run electric car maker. Commenting on the Chinese government's decision, Elon Musk stated that he would shut down the company if he finds that the cars are being used to spy. Saudi Arabian state oil giant Aramco said yesterday it expects to cut capital expenditure after it reported a 44.4% slump in 2020 net profit, hit by lower crude oil prices and sales as the coronavirus pandemic depressed demand. The company lowered its guidance for spending to around $35 billion from a range of $40 billion to $45 billion previously. Indian Railways on Saturday issued detailed guidelines to prevent incidents of crime against women in trains and on railway premises. The guidelines include an action plan, preventive measures, sensitization, surveillance over the identified vulnerable area, notice for passengers and special measures. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now and have a good day.